The nation has hit the 100 million mark for COVID-19 vaccinations, but reaching the other 200 million could be more challenging. This is Don Rush. There's also a problem that 20% of the population remain hesitant to get the vaccine. On the front lines are the pharmacies, which now have the stocks of vaccine and a connection with the community. We talked with Amy Gutierrez with the American Society of Health System Pharmacists about the challenges ahead. What kind of questions do people have in terms of the vaccine?
Well, and one question we get is, I've already had COVID. Do I really need to get the vaccine? And the answer to that is yes, because we do not know after getting sick and recovering whether you will have enough immunity built up to not get COVID again, because there have been people that have gotten it more than once. The vaccine gives us more reliable immunity against the disease if you were to encounter it again. The other one we get is, I'm thinking about becoming pregnant. Does this affect my fertility? Can I get the vaccine when I'm pregnant or breastfeeding? And the answer to that is there is no evidence that shows an impact on fertility. So there is nothing there on the data. And we've had over 140 million people that have received the vaccine dose. So we have a lot of data to analyze. And then also you can receive the vaccine when you're pregnant or breastfeeding without any with full confidence in the safety.
Why do you think there is such misinformation that people have?
I think people just don't know where to turn for the facts to find out what is the actual truth. We listen to rumors all the time. Somebody may have gotten a COVID vaccine and then gotten sick, and they think, well, that's because I got the vaccine. And it just could be you actually may have run into somebody who had a cold or had an illness, and you maybe already had it as well. So it's important for you to really look at the facts and go to the experts, go to your pharmacists, your providers, your healthcare providers. And we also recommend there's a website that the American Society of Health Systems Pharmacists maintains called safemedication.com, where you can learn the latest about the vaccine, the efficacy, as well as any medication that you may have a question about.
What's the situation with immigrant populations and trying to reach them? Because oftentimes they don't necessarily have a regular health care provider. At other times, they're skittish because of documents, those kinds of things. What's going on there, do you think?
That's a great question, Don. I'm glad you brought that up. Anybody who's over the age of 12 or over can receive the vaccine, and it's free, regardless of health insurance status. If you don't have health insurance, you can still get the vaccine free of charge. The other thing that's a myth that I'd like to clear up is that there is no questioning about immigration status when you get the vaccine. Everyone can access the vaccine that's over the age of 12 regardless of their immigration status. So getting that word out there so that they feel confident that they can access the vaccine, it takes 20 minutes. Why not?
In terms of getting more and more people vaccinated, are you optimistic that we're going to get to 70 or 80%?
Oh, definitely. We want to do everything possible because that's our only way back to normal. And all of the pharmacists are actively supporting and educating the people that come into our pharmacies, doing interviews such as I'm doing today, just to get confidence in our communities to the point where we can get to that high degree and then get back to normal and get our communities back to normal.
Amy Gutierrez with the American Society of Health System Pharmacists and Chief Pharmacy Officer at the University of Colorado Health. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.